Let's go dig in for pre-marriage counseling. What is my goal for pre-marriage counseling? Let me give you my goal, and I'll say it several times. This is my philosophy. This is how I have seen that it has worked well for me and for couples as well. So here is the goal. Pre-marriage counseling should reveal evidence that the believing couple understands the patterns of idolatry in each other's hearts. Pre-marriage counseling should reveal evidence that the believing couple understand the patterns of idolatry in each other's hearts. Okay, I'm not quite done yet. That was a long sentence, I know. And equip them to respond in grace to help each other be more like Christ. I have given 50 couples, I participated in 50 weddings. That means I've given 50 couples about 6 to 12 weeks of marriage counseling. And the precise patterns of idolatry that each individual in the couple manifests will be those areas and where they struggle the most. So my goal is to surface and have them fully aware as best as they can be at their level of knowledge about each other. Help them to surface directly and intentionally with teachings about issues of the heart, with teachings about patterns of idolatry, and search specifically for how John, when he doesn't get what he wants, where does he go for refuge? How does his patterns of idolatry begin to manifest themselves? So you're track four. So you've had things like idols of the heart. You've had things like the role that deception plays in stimulating idolatry. You've had a lot, at least from me, on issues of the heart. And so it's not surprising that that would be a focus of mine in marriage as well, pre-marriage counseling, when I'm helping the couple begin to understand patterns of idolatry, and I want to see how John understands, is he a follower of Christ, and is he worshiping Christ? And when he doesn't, what are his patterns? Does he end up getting angry? Does he end up getting depressive? Does he end up getting anxious? Where does he go when he's not worshiping God? Mary, what do I want to see from Mary? Where does she begin to clamor for John's affections when she's not worshiping God? Those patterns will be the precise pinch points that the couple will struggle with in the marriage. Now, in our world where divorce rates of Christians are the same as non-Christians, whether or not you believe those statistics and they can be interpreted many ways, we need to take marriage more seriously. John Piper makes some comments about marriage in the United States culture. Here's what he says. I agree with his words. Our own sinfulness and selfishness makes it impossible for us to feel the wonder of God's purpose in marriage. The fact that we live in a society that can defend two men or two women entering into a sexual relationship with wild inconceivability, call it marriage, shows the collapse of our culture into debauchery and anarchy, and anarchy is probably not far away. I know Kevin Carson probably dealt a lot with Genesis today when he talked about intimacy. Marriage is a delightful creation of God's design. God is the one who first spoke marriage into existence, and he performed the very first wedding ceremony between Adam and Eve. And let me just kind of rehearse that. You know this, but in Genesis 2:18, God creates Adam, and then he says, it's not good for you to be alone, Adam. I will make you a suitable helper for you. Now, out of the ground, God began to form every beast of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called the living creature, that was its name. But for Adam, there was not found a suitable helper for him. Why did God begin to bring forth those animals and pass them by Adam? Okay, Adam, it's not good for you to be alone, so I'm going to make a helper suitable for you. Here's a giraffe. God, her lips are way up there. I can't even kiss her up there. Hippo, God, you got to be kidding, the hippo. I mean, come on, seriously, God. What was God doing? What was God doing in that little exercise when he paraded the animals by Adam? What was he doing? What would you say? Showing Adam that animals were not his match, none of them. And if they came by two, we don't know that, but none of these really, maybe every one of them had a pair, but he didn't. God was like saving the best for last also. Kind of like at Christmas time, you always give your kids the best gifts in the beginning, don't you? Or do you wait till the very end and roll out that beautiful dollhouse for that little girl, and that laser tag set for that little boy? No, you don't roll that out first. You roll out the socks and the underwear, and when they're resigned to the worst Christmas ever, then you bring out that grand gift. That's what happens here. God puts Adam to sleep, and then out of Adam, God forms Eve. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh at that place. The Lord God built into a woman the rib which he'd taken from the man, and the man said, "This one," and it's in Hebrew, it's very, very clear, this one is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones. This one in comparison to what? This one in comparison to what? All the other ones, all the animals. Now, so the intimacy there, the beauty of that, the excitement of Adam, marriage was a delightful creation. And we know it points to, as I mentioned earlier, it's a divine parable of God's delightful relationship with his people that we're ultimately going to experience. That marriage is a delight, and we must be taking it more seriously and equipping our teens, our young people, in proper view of the delightfulness of marriage. Now, I got a question for you. You can answer me back on this. Let's do our best to have a discussion. How do you think premarriage counseling is different than regular counseling, if it is? If it is. What would you say? How is premarriage counseling different than regular counseling? What do you think? Yes. It's preemptive. Okay, so one difference is it's preemptive. I can begin to do preparatory work instead of having to do detective investigative work from a history of failure, possibly. Maybe I overstated that. We still might have to do some detective work, and I'll explain that in just a moment. How else do you think premarriage counseling should be different than regular counseling? Other thoughts? So that was one good one. Yes. They're looking forward in what they're thinking marriage is going to be. Most of the time, they're looking forward with what color glasses on. This is primarily where it will be different. They are coming to you, and they, if you're a pastor, they want you to marry them. So they want to come, and they want a wedding date. They want a beautiful wedding, and they want you to do the quickest thing that they can do to get to that altar and get married. Because everything's going to be a blissful, happily ever after fairy tale, right? So they have rose-colored glasses on. Okay, well, this fairy tale is more like Shrek, okay? And that's what I'm going to say to you. You have to convince her that he is more like Shrek and she is more like Fiona. And taking off the rose-colored glasses, because they're coming in. Here's my knight in shining armor, and here's my beautiful princess, when in reality he's more like Shrek, and she's more like Fiona. And they're going to have problems. So, and that's why I say, here is my goal, to convince them that they have issues, and to begin to expose the patterns of idolatry in their hearts, to see those things, take off the rose-colored glasses, put on clear-colored glasses, so that they go into this without grand expectations. Yes, marriage is delightful. Yes, it is. But there will be problems, and the goal of marriage is not to be happy, but to be holy, and marriage will be one instrument by which God uses to sanctify you. One of the resources that I use typically in premarriage counseling that I have found very effective, the DVD series called What Did You Expect? Has anybody seen that DVD series by Paul Tripp? Now, that Paul Tripp did that. It was from a